Birds are made to fly, so it's a privilege of nature for them to lift their wings and soar through the endless sky every day. If you've ever paused when you saw an eagle soaring, you'll be stopping here at Minas Senvage more than once. The Minya River was first mentioned in sources as early as 1253, in a document on the division of the southern part of the Curonian lands. The natural development of the Minas Delta continued until 1860. The map of that time shows the mouth of the Minya already covered by snow, with a few very narrow branches leading up to the Naya Pass Bay. One of them is called the Crooked Minya. The other is named after the name of the islands, Upaytis. The confluence of the Minya with the Atmata has also been washed away, leaving a narrow tributary called the Taku. Later in 1873, during the excavation of the King Wilhelm Canal, the Taku was dug out into a wide canal, which provided a direct water route from the Nemunas to the Atmata to the Minge, and through the Lankapay Lock to the Klaipeda. The river and its estuary were regulated. Ships started to pass through the Minge. The straightening of the riverbed left the Senvage River, which meanders naturally, while the river itself runs almost straight through the village of Minge. The calm waters of the Senvage are favored by fish-eating birds. Here, it's time to stop. This is the squawk of the sea eagles, where they meet their mates. The sea eagle is Lithuania's largest bird of prey, with a wingspan of up to 2.5 meters. Swans, geese, ducks, and waders also migrate through the area. Rare ducks, such as grey ducks, spoon-billed ducks, ruddy ducks, and tufted ducks can be found here in spring. There's also the lapwing and the pied wagtail, the grey-legged goose, the meadowlark, the lapwing, the grey crane, the thunderbird, the yellow wagtail, the pied wagtail, the warbler, the common woodlark, the red-headed blackbird, and the red-headed woodpecker. The Minya River, which meanders through the meadows, is like a confirmation that in nature, every patch is someone's home. And it doesn't matter whether it's a dense forest, swampy meadows, or wind and sun-bleached riverbanks, there is always, always life.